God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. You know, increasingly, I've come to the conviction that a success in life does not come from having all the answers, because no one can live that long. It comes from having the right questions. For indeed, if you answer all your questions, but they're the wrong questions, you will end up at the wrong answer. Which is to say, you may say from the mast of your ship, "Land ho!" And that is a success until you get there and realize you're on the wrong island. And so many people are a great success in the eyes of the world because they have answered every question they have, but they're answering faulty questions. If you cannot get a good answer from a faulty question, from a bad question. And when this is posed to God, God doesn't answer bad questions. He replaces them with a good question that can have a good answer. When God told Moses to go before Pharaoh and tell Pharaoh to let God's people go, Moses said unto God, "Who am I?" And that's a logical question if you're a person. Who am I? I'm not able to do this. But from God's perspective, it's transparently a bad question because it's one he never answered. God never said, "Moses, here's who you are." God never said, "Moses," if he had answered Moses, he would have said, "Moses, you're nobody. Just obey and I will take care of it." Instead, what God tells Moses is who he, God, is. In verse 12, he said, "Certainly I will be with thee." In verse 14, he says, "I am." In verse 17, verse 20, verse 21, God says, "I will, I will, I will." In other words, Moses, you're asking the wrong question. Your question is all about you. Who am I? And the answer is, you're nobody. But I am God. And if you obey, I will be with you. In chapter 4, Moses replaces his question with a declaration. Instead of saying, "God, who am I?" he answers his own question and says, "I cannot speak." And God answers Moses' statement with a question. He says, "Who hath made man's mouth?" So Moses asks a question, God makes a statement. Moses makes a statement, God asks a question. And there's a struggle here. Moses is focused on himself. "God, who am I? I can't speak." God is focused on his power. God says, "I will, I am, and who hath made man's mouth? I made the deaf, I made the blind, and I can use them. Moses, I made you." And I love what verse 14 says. God says, "I will be with thy mouth." Three or four times in this passage, or these two chapters, God says, "I will be with you." And here, very specifically, God says, "I will be with thy mouth." He's making this very narrow. Maybe today you're thinking, "God, who am I?" And instead, you need to say, "God, please be with my mouth, or be with my mind, or be with my hands. God, help me." You see, at the end of the day, you're not a success because you answer all your questions. You begin to head in the right direction when you ask the right questions. In short, don't leave God out of your questions. How can I make more money? How can I have more friends? The devil will give you what you want, but it will cost you what you have. You can get anything you want. The devil will give it, but it will cost you. It will cost you dearly. So don't leave God out of your questions. Say, "God, what do you want? God, how would you have me proceed? God, what do you want me to do?" In short, a good question is one that figures God into the equation.